is Avital Gad-Sikman. How we play with dolls. I told Yael, a girl from my first school in Israel, that my aunt Lara, who lives in Brazil, connects with the dead. When I say things, they become true, even if they aren't. Yael believes me. She lives in the military neighborhood of Ashkelon, and her father is an important army officer. People started exploding themselves in Jerusalem, and his job is to protect us. With such a background, it's a wonder to me that her skin and eyes and hair are light and soft like a baby's. She shamelessly asks me if I have dolls when she comes over, the first girl who does. I still keep my dolls scattered in and out of my dresser, but it's only legitimate as a gesture to my future little sister. For now, I use my stuffed bear and rabbit as pillows and imagine their wedding, how the bear kisses the rabbit and the rabbit steps on a glass for luck. My mother says it's not hygienic to breathe them, and I say it's fine. It is, it isn't. It is, it isn't. We echo ourselves for hours. I watch Yael undress Noga, the red-headed nurse doll, and Tali, the blue-eyed blonde doll my father added to my doll collection because he forgot I wasn't supposed to like dolls anymore. She hums to herself as her delicate fingers take out the dresses, hats, and robe without turning their insides out and messing them up the way I would. I bite into one of the chocolate balls my mother serves us. It's made of a Brazilian recipe with which my mother hopes to conquer my friend. But Yael can't be conquered. She's the one who decides you are her friend or you aren't. This is why our classmates don't tease her about her snow-white skin or the aligned pencil set on her desk. Two unacceptable flaws. And instead, they call her to join their games, to a movie, anything. I don't realize that my imitation of them, my attempt at pleasing the toughest kids, the most Israeli ones, causes displeasure. I am not the sharpest kid. Yael smiles at my mother, and her smile is gentle, but small enough to imply that though her presence is pleasant, it should be brief. At me, she smiles full of goodwill. She's chosen me, and it's final and safe, even if uncomfortable. Her choice means she knows me, and I'm not clear at all at that subject. And yet, her friendly smile grants me the freedom to be rude, which is nice. For the friendship of others, I'm still fighting. I tell her she has to go home, and she says, fine. Okay, stay, I say. Then tell her she looks like she never goes out in the sun. She nods with interest as if it is a thought-provoking revelation. Her curls swirl and shine in the light rays that stream in through the shades. I have a belt that can pull people from a distance and rescue them from terror attack, I say, as she cradles Tali and covers her with a pair of stockings. She and I and everyone draw fires like explosions to adorn our notebooks. Her eyes light up. What a great story! It has such an effect. She asks me to tell her about it more because everyone at school should have a belt and maybe the army too. She'll ask her father. I told you it's a secret, I scold her. Ah, okay, she says, and tucks Noga in my bed. I give in. Tuck Tali in, too. Then I jump on my bed, and she pulls the blanket over me as well. I think she'll come again for sure. But then she's on the news, on the list of names. One of the 33 people standing, no, she was playing, around the man who exploded himself. They flew all over, like dolls.